With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. Reformation Day is observed on October 31st each year, marking the posting of the 95 Theses on the church door in Wittenberg by Martin Luther on that date in 1517, an event which changed the religious world. Today on With Heart and Voice, we mark the 500th anniversary of the Reformation with sacred choral and organ music of that time and the centuries following. Great music by Eckhard, Praetorius, Buxtehude, and of course Bach, among others. We'll begin with several settings of the hymn most closely associated with the Reformation, Martin Luther's Ein feste Burg, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. These settings for brass ensemble come from several composers of the generation or two after Luther's time. Each one sets one stanza of the hymn. We hear settings by Heinrich Schütz, Melchior Franck, and Melchior Vulpius. The brass ensemble is led by Ludwig Güttler and is recorded at the Frauenkirche in Dresden. Three settings of Ein feste Burg for brass composed by Heinrich Schütz, Melchior Franck, and Melchior Vulpius. Ludwig Güttler led the ensemble. Living some 200 years after the Reformation, Johann Sebastian Bach can legitimately be said to be one of the movement's greatest evangelists, with his succession of cantatas and other works based on Lutheran hymn texts and tunes. These are pieces that expound on the theology of Luther and clothe it in sublime musical garb which enhances and carries forward its meaning. We'll listen to the opening movement of Cantata 126, based on a text by Luther, Erhalt uns Herr bei deinem Wort, Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. The Gechinger Kantorei and Bach Collegium Stuttgart are led by Helmut Rilling.
Feind nur in sich selber hat. Durch die Gefährlichkeit der falschen Brüder gib deinem Volk einen Sinn auf Erd,
dass wir an Christi Leiber glieder im Glauben eins, im Leben aus dem Tod.
The opening movement of Bach's Cantata 126 was performed by the Gechinger Kantorei and Bach Collegium Stuttgart, led by Helmut Rilling. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Another text by Luther, Verleih uns Frieden, was set by Johann Eckard for five-part chorus and winds. Eckard, who lived from 1553 to 1611, was a pupil of Orlando di Lasso and was an early conductor at the Berlin Court Chapel. The text translates as, "Give us in grace your peace," and is performed here by the Bach Choir of Siegen. Ulrich Stürzel conducts. Ulrich Stürzel conducted the Bach Choir of Siegen in Verleih uns Frieden by Johann Eckard. Another well-known 16th-century composer of the Reformation was Michael Praetorius, who worked both in church and in the court at Dresden. We'll hear his setting of Isaiah in a Vision Did of Old, a paraphrase of the 6th chapter of Isaiah.
Thank you.
Isaiah in a Vision Did of Old by Michael Pretorius was performed by the Bach Choir of Siegen under the direction of Ulrich Stoetzel. In his second year as cantor at the Thomaskirche in Leipzig, Johann Sebastian Bach composed his Cantata 80 on Luther's great hymn Ein feste Burg, which was itself a paraphrase of Psalm 46. In our next selection, we'll hear the opening movement of that cantata with its festive scoring and elaborate writing. The renowned Bach Collegium Japan performs, directed by Masaki Suzuki. Ein feste Burg, the first movement of J.S. Bach's Cantata 80 of the same name, was performed by the Bach Collegium Japan. Masaki Suzuki conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The chorale text and tune Allein Gott in der Höhe was attributed to Nicolaus Decius and was intended as a German version of the Gloria in Excelsis from the Latin Mass. Bach set this chorale several times for organ, and we'll hear it in a lively trio, BWV 664, taken from the Leipzig chorales. Christopher Herrick performs on the organ of the Jesuit Church in Lucerne.
Thank you.
Christopher Herrick played the trio on Allein Gott in der Höhe, BWV 664 by J.S. Bach. He performed on the Metzler organ of the Jesuit Church in Lucerne, Switzerland. In the years leading up to the time of Bach, one of the greatest exponents of the Lutheran chorale was Dietrich Buxtehude, who presided for much of his career as organist at the Marienkirche in Lübeck in northern Germany. He composed numerous chorale cantatas and oratorios for his famous Abendmusiken series. We'll hear a somewhat penitential cantata from this collection of works, Nimm von uns, Herr, du treuer Gott, Spare us, Lord, thou true God. It's performed here by the wonderful ensemble Göteborg Baroque. Magnus Jelsen directs.
Thank you.
Nimm von uns her, du treuer Gott, a cantata by Dietrich Buxtehude, was performed by Göteborg Baroque. Magnus Jelsen directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Philip Nicolai, in the early 17th century, was both author and composer of the chorale Wie schön leuchtet der Morgenstern, How Brightly Shines the Morning Star. Next, we'll hear a 20th century setting of this chorale by Floor Peters. Joseph Sluys plays the organ of St. Saviour's Cathedral in Bruges. The chorale prelude on Wie schön leuchtet der Morgenstern by Floor Peters was performed by Joseph Sluys at St. Saviour's Cathedral in Bruges. Felix Mendelssohn found great riches in the chorales and texts of the Reformation, and his setting, in German, of the Gloria in Excelsis is next. Ehre sei Gott in der Höhe is a study in contrasts between unison, antiphonal, and solo textures. David Hill leads the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. Ehre sei Gott in der Höhe by Felix Mendelssohn was performed by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. David Hill directed. John Rutter's sturdy arrangement of the quintessential Lutheran hymn A Mighty Fortress is next, performed by the Cambridge singers, City of London Symphony of Brass, and organist John Scott. John Rutter conducts.
Thank you.
A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, with text and tune by Martin Luther and arranged here by John Rutter, who led the Cambridge Singers in that performance. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to mark the observance of the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.